Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 050426. Amen. You are welcome. You are welcome today to prophetic hour. This is prophetic declaration hour, a moment of divine encounter, a season where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the power of God's word. I want you to get set. Your doors are opening now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. Amen. Hallelujah. Today's topic is grace that opens doors. Remember, this is your month of blossoming in grace. So today we are looking at grace that opens doors. And our scriptural focus is from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. And I read, it says, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Let somebody help me to say, no man can shut it. Say, the door that the Lord has opened before me, no man can shut it. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want us to have a sober reflection on this scripture. Beloved, I want you to hear this and let it settle in your spirit. When grace speaks, doors open without struggles. Grace is the supernatural advantage that overrides human limitations and protocols. There are doors men have tried to open by effort, by connection, and by struggle, yet they remain closed. But when the grace of God steps in, doors begin to answer without resistance. This is not just a season of trying, it is a season of entering into favor, entering into opportunities, entering into realms you were once denied. I want you to hear that one. This is the season where you will enter into the doors where you were once denied, the realms where you were once denied, the place where you were once denied. This is time for you to get set, to enter, to gain access into those places. The Lord is saying to you, I have set before thee an open door, not a door you are struggling to open, but a door already opened by divine authority. Every long-standing closed door, whether in your ministry, in your career, or in your family, or concerning your health, shall respond to grace this month in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are not rising by struggle, you are rising by grace. I want you to say, I am not rising by struggle, I am rising by grace. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your voice wherever you are and begin to appreciate God. This is worthy of appreciation. Begin to appreciate God. Thank Him for the doors He has already opened. Give Him praise for access. Give Him praise for favor. Give Him praise for divine help. Give Him praise for positive encounters. Give Him grace. Oh, for everything, the blessings that He has already planned for you in this month. Give him praise for the open doors, for the opportunities that will come. Give him praise this morning. Give Him praise for anything that is your desire. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's go for prophetic declarations right away. Hallelujah. Join your faith with me as I make some proclamation, as I make some utterances over you, you just have to join your faith with me and say a big amen. It is my prayer that your faith will not fail. Jesus prayed for Peter. Say, Peter, Peter, I pray for you that your faith faileth not. Hallelujah. And everything began to take a positive direction concerning Peter. The same thing will happen in your life today. So lift up your voices wherever you are. Lift up your hands if possible. I declare over your life today as a servant of God who has appointed to do this. I declare over your life today, I prophesy over you that every door that has been shut against you is now opened by grace in the name of Jesus. Every door shut against you is now opened by grace in the mighty name of Jesus. That financial door is open now in the name of Jesus. That marital door is open now in the name of Jesus. You that you are waiting upon the Lord for the fruit of the womb, your womb is open now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you that you are struggling to get admission into higher institution, the door to that your desired higher institution is open now in the name of Jesus. You that you want to travel overseas, the gates to those countries of your desires, they are open now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree doors of favor, doors of lifting, doors of divine connections begin to open unto you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, where you have been rejected, you are now accepted. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, where this man, this woman, I'm praying over, where you have been delayed, you are now accelerated in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy, helpers of destiny will locate you right away this month. Helpers of destiny will locate you. Men and women assigned to your lifting will not rest until they find you. From now, they will begin to find you. In the name of Jesus, by divine arrangement, you will have a encounter with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, every invisible barrier, every spiritual resistance, every systemic limitation, they are broken now by the power of grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, systemic limitations is broken. Every protocol that will not allow you to move, everything that is keeping you low, everything that says you will not move, systemic limitation, protocol. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by grace of God, I declare them broken over you in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you will enter places you were not qualified for. You will enter places you were not qualified for. You will sit among kings and not men. In the name of Jesus, your gifts will make room for you. By the authority of heaven, doors of ministry expansions are open. No more limitation over your ministry. Mention the name of that ministry and say, Lord, no more limitation over you, my ministry. Doors of financial increase are open now. I want you to prophesy over your bank account for opening, to open to receive alerts as a result of divine and godly income. In the name of Jesus, doors of uncommon testimonies are open unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Even if you have never shared any testimony before, from today you shall begin to share them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, what took others years to achieve, grace will deliver it into your hand speedily. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive boldness, boldness to walk through your open doors. Receive confidence to step into your next level. In the name of Jesus, in this month of blossoming grace, you will not be stranded. You will not be denied. You will not be limited. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your doors remain permanently open. Your doors remain permanently opened. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Let's quickly go through this word of knowledge. I want you to hear what God is saying. God is not just saying, He's confronting you. God is confronting your loyalty. Your loyalty is divided. He is calling you to exclusive devotion. He is saying that you cannot combine rituals. and worship him at the same time. You cannot combine the two of them, because you are trying to serve God while still holding on to alternatives. You are holding on to spiritual practices, traditions, or godly dependencies. You're seeking help from both God and the other sources. It doesn't work, because God is a jealous God who demands total allegiance. True worship requires undivided loyalty, not a mixture of light and darkness. Partial surrender limits divine manifestations. That is the trouble you are facing, and you are not aware. You are thinking you can help God. You cannot help God. It's only God that can help you. Let God have his way in your life. God is still calling you to make a clear decision. God is calling you to make a clear decision. As you choose him fully, every competing influence loses its hold over your life. Your freedom and power are tied to your total separation unto God. This is what God is saying. And I pray that every hidden spiritual compromise in your life will be taken away, because it's exposed already. God is purifying your altar. It's exposed already. Hallelujah. So I want you to make up your mind from today and trust away, throw away all those objects, those rituals, those charms, the charms for protection. No charm can protect you at all. No charm can give you more. You can get the money, but it's not defined, because it's not defined. Oh, it will be filled with sorrow and pains at the end of the day. So the earlier, the better, that you have to do away with them. And every compromise is being flushed out by divine light. Your life is becoming a pure altar where only God is exalted. That is if you make up your mind and obey God and throw them away. And as you renounce every mixture, you are entering into a higher dimension of power. You are entering to a higher dimension of protection and divine presence, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So shall it be, in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to say, I renounce every form of spiritual mixture. Say it again. I renounce every form of spiritual mixture. My heart belongs to God alone. Every hidden compromise is exposed and removed. I walk in purity. I walk in power and divine presence. My life is a true altar unto God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Everybody, let's get set to close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forth today. Let every declaration, every decree, every prophecy find expression in the lives of your people. Lord Almighty Father, confirm these words with undeniable testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, let this be a season of undeniable open doors, and let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to remember again that this is your season of blossoming in grace. It's a month of blossoming in grace. Therefore, I want you to walk boldly, step confidently. Your doors are opened. Keep declaring it. Keep believing it and keep winning, in Jesus' mighty name. Once more, your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladujoye, the author of Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional. Please, I want you to keep sharing this tape until somebody is being blessed. And remember to also support God's work in your own capacity. And in case you want to get in touch with me, I want you to dial +234 9022 352 952. Hallelujah. As you do that one, God will keep on blessing you. Hallelujah. Remain blessed, be blessed, and be eternally blessed until our path crosses again. Stay at the top and be conscious of God's presence around you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.